Trends and technology, processes and products. We cover these areas and more. Coming up on The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. Be informed from the latest initiators of new innovation. Learn about the latest breakthroughs and best practices in the cannabis and hemp industries. Better products, better infrastructure, and better sustainability. The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. Consulted by the American Cannabis Company. Starts now.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. I'm your host, Ellis Smith, and today we're going to be speaking with the founder and CEO of Cannabis Scope, David Schachner. Welcome, David. How are you?
Doing well.
So, Cannabis Scope is a tool to help consumers navigate the daunting challenge of product selection when shopping in dispensaries, but also is to help operators collect buyer information to better serve their customers. So tell me a little bit about what Cannabis Scope is, if you could. Elaborate more on that.
So Cannabis Scope's this, we use this really cool interactive wheel so that people can find products, really what they're looking for based on experience or product type. It started with flowers and now it's grown to edibles and concentrates and pretty much anything that would be on a CBD, THC dispensaries menu. And it started with flowers. So with flowers, you have terpenes and cannabinoids. There are these effects that you're going to get from different compound mixtures. In Nevada, the lab testing is really serious. So we have all these data sets on what are the terpene and cannabinoid profiles. And when you kind of put that together, you'll get different flavors, different effects. So we catalog them into the wheel, and then just really cool interactive user experience. Instead of just listing them by photo, you can really go through the wheel and find different products.
I got online. I checked out the site. I love the interaction of how the wheel functions and works. I thought it was pretty neat how you could focus on different aspects of what your enjoyment is of the plant. Whether you're looking for taste and flavor, you can focus on that area. You're looking for experience, it'll drive you in that direction. I thought that was pretty dang cool to really, you know, broaden that overall kind of reach to all the different consumers, because not everyone is looking for the same experience. And I tell you, I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, I don't know personally, what do you use cannabis for? And kind of, is it more of an enjoyment? Is it?
Sure. I can tell you for me, I really use a specific strain of cannabis. Sour Diesel is it helped me get off of my ADD medicines, my Ritalins and those drugs. And I found that that terpene profile specifically, that really nice diesel-y, fuel-y smell is what really kind of can work for me on a day-to-day basis, as I can start, you know, and use the first thing in the morning and go throughout the day and not have to worry about those other drugs that I were on and still get the same relief, but without a lot of the less side effects that I were getting from some of those drugs. And so for me, it was great to automatically go to that section of the flavor profile and look for that diesel and see all the different options that you had. And I think I think it's dispensary specific, obviously, what they have in stock to meet that demand. And so I think it's just a neat way to really hone in on that specific aspect that I'm looking for as far as the enjoyment goes.
Yeah, no, you're right on. It's, you know, you have your particular strain you like, but it's that smell that you like, and you go into a different dispensary, it's well beyond, hey, I'm an indica, I'm a sativa guy. I'm a, you know, lemon, lime, citrus, skunky, earthy flavors. That's what I like. The OGs are heavy. It, you know, there's a lot to cannabis. It's not just how you smoke, inhale it. You bring in edibles and topicals. Some of these dispensaries, they'll have 300-500 SKUs.
Oh, yeah.
And your average menu, it's just by photos. When you scroll, the names, they're nondescriptive. They're not helpful. So the point of it is really to narrow down what they have and help people really find what they're looking for.
I think that's great. So how did you come up with this idea of Cannabis Scope? What drove you to create this business model? Where did the need come from?
You know, I've been a cannabis consumer for a long time. I was in Amsterdam at the Cannabis Cup, and a friend that I went with is in the wine industry and showed me, yeah, there's this wine wheel, and I saw there's other types of kind of cannabis wheels out there that, and my co-founders were programmer, designer that were able to, hey, look, we can make this interactive. And then it just grew and grew to a product page where you can add photos and descriptions. And then the lab results, that's a big thing in Nevada. You have to show the lab results. Everything is grown in state, tested in the Nevada lab. Terpenes, pesticides, mold, microbials, the cannabinoid profiles, these are all info that's tested. It's out there for it's general knowledge. Like you can ask for it as a patient or as a consumer, like, what am I putting into my body? So there's a data set side to it. We're opening a CBD commerce. There's a personal side. Everyone has their own wheel, what's in their own wheelhouse.
I saw that. You know, that's pretty neat.
To collect it. So, but yeah, it really started with trying to debunk the indica sativa classification and just explain it a little better, what's in it and what's it, you know, and it's somewhat appeared as more people use it and more lab results come in and we see the data of what's being sold and what prices are and trends. There's also the consumer feedback of, you know, were these products helpful? And a lot of it is, it's still waiting on federal testing. So we're doing our best, you know, with the information we have and trying to disclose what the brands are really representing on their packaging.
I want to touch on that component there where you touched on the testing side of this and really bringing the credibility behind a lot of these claims behind some of these varieties. You know, everyone does like a Sour Diesel or OG Kush, but are you really truly getting that variety? And I think as you guys can start to see testing and start to really understand the flavor profiles and terpene profiles that are being measured and being able to identify that really will follow that category to say, well, you have this labeled as X, but it's showing up as Y with your test results. Right. And this for me is exciting because I'm ready to see some credibility on that side where there's a lot of people mislabeling they're doing, you know, harm to the consumer who's really looking for a relief or benefit or just a good experience. They may not get that because of the mislabel. And so I think this is what's exciting to me is to be able to get that data set into the system to really bring that credibility across the board for everybody.
I think the mislabeling and it's growing to a new age in the sense where things are gone through distribution. So you have the brand, the retailer, the brands want, not only is it a famous strain, Blue Dream, but it's Blue Dream from X Farm and it's Blue X, you know, they're making their own and really trying to just own their own. And in that sense, like the name game is going to continue. There's going to be new generations. There's going to be new. It's not slowing down in any means, in my opinion. I think I just see more and more seed companies and breeders making new strains. And I think they are different if they're grown in different areas. And they also, so if you're going to call it X, the score should be within the X range. If it's, you know, looks like Y, that's a problem. But if it's XA, XB, you know, there's going to be the second, third the second, third has been going on for a long time. So, yeah, it's a real problem trying to catalog it. And, you know, that's kind of the beauty too, is everybody gets their own wheel. These are your products, call it what you want, put in the lab results. Who want the authentic third party. It's the point of having these regulations to protect the consumer and the brands. It helps the brands. When we did a project with Mike Tyson, he only had a few products on his wheel when he did a launch in Nevada, but it showed 28% THC on his product page. And that was kind of like, the point is like, hey, these are our growers are doing this. So that was a bragging rights for them.
You bet it is. And they can use that as marketing materials too.
Right. And that's where the education side for THC is. You can embed the wheel on your site. These are your products, where it's available, but there's no transactions happening. But on the CBD side, now we have all these CBD flowers in the market. You have CBD topicals. Any of that stuff is, you know, we want to host on our platform as well. So we've been in the THC space for a long time, with federal legalization. CBD is going to be our somewhat go-to-market, although we've been in the industry for a while and the education, and then we still want to service the THC clients as well.
David, we need to take a break and then we'll be right back.
Time to cut to commercial. More of the cutting edge of cannabis is coming up.
Dazed and Infused. Join sugar industry expert Latham Woodward for a happier hour each week for a lively and often hilarious discussion on the infusion of cannabis into food, beverages, and life. Explore exciting new culinary landscape trends with fascinating friends and guests who are leading the industry into the uncharted mainstream. Discover curated menus, enhanced cocktails, and live tastings. Life's a little sweeter here on Dazed and Infused.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien, Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana!
Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Sweet sativa, tickle cream.
The cutting edge of cannabis now continues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I am with the co-founder and CEO, David Schachter of Cannabis Scope, and we've been learning a lot about his product, and pretty excited to see what you're doing here. If you could, walk us through how the process works with Cannabis Scope with a vendor that wants to use your service. How does that work? How do they get access to the platform? How do they integrate it into their system? How does that whole system work?
You can go to CannabisScope.com, and in the login, you can either create a private account or a business account. And for businesses, they can register. And when I say businesses, I mean, we do a wide range everywhere between the dispensary and delivery companies can use it as a menu and show prices. Cultivators and producers use it as a branding aspect, shows where available and also what's in it. And then for doctors and consultants and that educators, where they have just a basic wheel, just something that they can include in their curriculum and give to patients just as a general knowledge. So we have a few different tiers, and within that, you can control your whole content management system, load products, load lab results, and descriptions. Essentially, we've tagged everything, so it's in the wheel, whether it's on the product side or on the wellness and recreation side, and you can embed it onto your website, or we have dispensaries that use kiosks within their lobby and at the desk so that they can use it as a consulting tool, and it shows what menu they have.
Is it a subscription base? Is it a fee base? How does it work as far as you getting paid and the service offering?
It'll be subscription-based for the businesses who want to customize a wheel with their logo. And also you can see on the CBD demo wheel how it has a couple slideshows that you can talk about your products as your people are really exploring your wheel. And then for the CBD e-commerce, we're doing a $2 transaction with our businesses.
Okay. So then, with that being said, let's lead into the CBD world a little bit more now. You said you've been doing the cannabis THC side for years now, and you're now stepping into the CBD world. Why is that? And I know we see a lot of smokable flower now coming into the space, which is so interesting to see, and so many new varieties coming out. And once again, that street cred about, is this the right variety that they're claiming it is? What are these levels of terpenes and experience? To me, this is a whole new can of worms, as we've had a good pulse on THC plants, but now this whole hemp game is a whole another can of worms. So why have you stepped into this side of the game now?
Mainly because of the legality of it. Cannabis is done on a state-by-state level, so every dispensary is licensed in their state, and they work within vendors and retailers within their own state. There's no interstate commerce. And as a website, we can cater to that world. Everybody can have their own wheel and run their own website, which they have shopping carts and they have interstate. So a lot of Oregon CBD producers or Florida CBD producers that are in the THC world that are existing. Once the farm bill came into play, it really changed everything for the industry, especially online ordering systems. So Square, Shopify, WooCommerce, these big companies are doing it, and we're providing the software so that people can have their own stores. So we're not a licensee, we're a software company, but for anyone who is a small business or the large businesses that have a lot of SKUs, they can use the wheel themselves as their front end menu that connects as a plugin.
Okay.
So we want to keep the education in the THC space. And once the federalization does happen and there is more research, we definitely want to work with these groups that we've been working with in the past for sharing this info. But it's the CBD e-commerce it's opened up already with the farm bill.
Makes a lot of sense, and smart businessman to go pursue that, as there's a ton of opportunity in that sector. So what have been some of the obstacles for you to get into the THC side as well as the CBD side? What are some of the challenges that you faced creating this business and doing this?
So as a software company, biggest obstacle is the state-by-state regulation. Metric is a company that got the state contracts to monitor all the cannabis that's happening, all the THC, the inventory, all the testing. Everything has to answer to Metric. The problem is Metric in California is not the same as Metric in Nevada or any other state. They all run off their own programs. Every point of sale system that answers to Metric, it's a lot. It's very consuming for developing software. And then on the CBD side, a few months ago, there was the farm bill that opened up the industry in a different way. So once that really became a policy where farmers could get involved in growing hemp, distributing and selling hemp-based products, it's just totally opened up.
Yes, that's great. So with that being said, are you expanding, in every single state with the THC and CBD? And what all states are you not in if you were expanded that much?
No, we're pretty well represented in any state. On our partners page, you can see a list of all the products, all of our partners and their products. There's a map feature that shows retailers, but we have international, we have European seed companies, Latin American doctors, cultivators in around the world. New Zealand, Australia is on board, Israel is on board, Barcelona,
wow,
Italy, delivery company. So it's changing across the world, and as this more data is being pulled in, you know, we can, I think, use some of this information to go to politicians and go to those decision makers and say, look, in Colorado, they did this much in taxes. Look in Oregon, what's happened in those two states that did it first led to Nevada and the rest of, you know, it's, they said, I just read something that they're expecting 40 states in not too long. So, and I think it's going to stay a states' rights issue.
Yeah, I agree.
For a long time. And, but it's an international movement for sure. And we're trying to be a part of that. We are, in the sense of our website's on other ones. We'd like to get in other languages, been invited to speak around the world and to Thailand and Colombia. And, I mean, I really see there's going to be a giant international export of, even right now, there's a new trade deal where China's going to be buying hemp from America.
Yep.
If it's processed hemp, even better. So
I love to see your global reach, and it just is really solidifying that this is a global industry now. I hope you like to travel, because it sounds like you guys are all over the place.
Yeah, we try to get to as many events as possible, for sure. Just be around, get the iPad in people's hands, and the reactions kind of speak for themselves for the product.
What are some of the next trade shows we can find you at?
I'm speaking on Sunday in Las Vegas at Budtender Fight Club, which is kind of a budtender training course. And as much as Cannabis Scope, it's this online ordering system. It's for people in the industry to really look at. We want to show what those lab results and what does that kind of mean for these products, and what do you expect out of it? I think that's a big question, is if I take this, what's it going to do to me? And everyone's different, but if we can get a collective knowledge of, you know, what people are saying about it and what the products are being reviewed and described as, then it helps everybody.
I couldn't agree more. Okay, David, we need to take one more break and we'll be right back.
Time to cut to commercial. More of the cutting edge of cannabis is coming up.
Elevate your every day with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
The cannabis industry is growing almost as fast as the cannabis and hemp being planted and harvested. Where, when, and how fast will the cannabis and hemp industries continue to climb? Who will be the people leading the charge into that promised land of profit? Let's pursue those answers and more with the Plant Profits.
Welcome to another episode of Plant Profits. I am Bert Miller, your host. As you guys know, the purpose of this show is to introduce you to some of the most forward-thinking executives and companies in the cannabis industry.
Plant Profits, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
The Cutting Edge of Cannabis now continues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm with founder and CEO of Cannabis Scope, David Schachter. And we are learning a great amount today about what Cannabis Scope is and how it can benefit anyone trying to understand how to use cannabis, whether you're an expert and been using it for a long time or someone new trying to get into the into using it for whatever relief or ailment or relaxation you want. So I've got a question for you, David. You know, you've got a great business here. You've been doing this for a while. What is your goal, personal goal for the industry of doing Cannabis Scope? Why do you do this? What is your overall ambition of really doing this?
I think that one of like the key feature moments for me, and this is early in the development when I saw a doctor consult with a patient and say, hey, this is what we have on the menu. This is what we are recommending that you try, because there is this gap between what they were saying was going to work and what was available. And the person, there's just this, they've never tried it before. They don't know. And if we could somewhat bridge that gap and help people find the right products and what's going to help them. And I really believe in cannabis as a medicinal plant for physical and mental attributes that it can help people with. So it's really just a way to provide information to people and connect them to what's going to be most helpful.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're meeting with bud tenders. They're the kind of the front line of the interaction of the consumer. It is an overwhelming experience to go into a dispensary and look at all the products on the shelves if you don't know what you're doing. Even people that do know what they're doing, it still can be overwhelming to just be able to identify and see what works for them and make sure they made the right selection, because it doesn't always happen. Like me personally, I bought a product 2 days ago and I took it home and it wasn't the right terpene profile. And I'm stuck with that. There's no return policy. And right. I wish I would have had your wheel to give me that better guidance into that store. So once again, you know, for someone who I'm feel is knowledgeable, I still couldn't navigate a store to give me what I needed. And that's disappointing.
Yeah. And when you're traveling and you go to a new place, I mean, you just pick off the shelf and hope it works. And the packaging, sometimes you can't see it. And even when you can see it, you can't open it and smell it. So when you're, you know, when you go to your local neighborhood place, you know the brands. But when you go into a new shop, it's all new products and each new state. And you can spend a lot of money and not really like what you had or get. And I also want to help brands, too, in the sense of, we can help save money and they have all these SKUs and look what's really being sold and what people are most interested in. So if we can help the consumer save money on that side, and like your personal experience, it's something that if you went in and say, hey, this is my profile, what strains do you have that are similar to these, or this is what I'm really looking for, not just sativa indica.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I want to switch gears a little bit here and tell me about your crowdfunding campaign and that you just launched, and what your goal is with that, what you're trying to achieve.
So it closed midway in December. We were on Microventures, was our platform host, and they have all types of technology companies as well as some CBD products. And what it was is it's different than Kickstarter or GoFundMe. GoFundMe is you just donate to send your cousin abroad for, and sure. What Kickstarter is you're buying a product. You're pre-purchasing an item. Mm-hmm. Here's $20, you get your hoodie. What we do is an equity crowdfunding campaign. So with an equity crowdfund, we became from an LLC to a corporation. And shares were given to Microventures, and as people put in, and the minimum was $100, and they could become part owners of us when we were in our early round of funding.
I love it.
So we, at close, we have a success. We have our dev team working, like we had them lined up. between mid-December, get them starting. A couple weeks into January, we're on track to for our launch. So it's exciting. We're got a little fuel in the tank and we're ready to come out strong.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. That's exciting to see you're taking that next step. Any closing remarks today? Greatly appreciate you coming on. Anything you can leave for our audience today?
For any of the businesses that would like their own wheel, please feel free to register with us. If anyone wants to advice on the crowdfund campaign, it was a pretty wild experience with all the due diligence and everything that was needed with that. I'm always willing to take another few entrepreneur through that process and hope. And keep an eye out for us when we open up our CBD e-commerce platform in the next few months.
Well, I can't thank you for coming on today. We had the CEO and founder of Cannabis Scope, David Schachter. Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. You can download past episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. David, thanks again. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.